Missouri has a statewide task force, and what it's charged with doing is looking for ways to improve services for Missouri's sexual assault victims and to better respond to these cases. We have two members of the 13-member task force joining us today. State Senators Jill Shoup, a Democrat from the St. Louis suburb of Creve Coeur, and State Senator Holly Rader, a Republican from Southeast Missouri's Scott City. Tell me why these are important. Senator Rader, we'll start with you.
I think, especially when we found out a couple of years ago how backlogged we were on the rape test kits, I think it really opened the eyes of the Senate and the House on how neglected this issue has been. Sexual assault, and I've dealt with that as a child and my sister and my mother as adults and as children. And so I understand the desire to want to have this in the shadows as a survivor of it, but it's so incredibly important that we do shine a light on this, that we do work to make the process more efficient and to work for those who have been abused and to put them through as the least amount of pain possible, because the process does add to their pain. It adds to the trauma, but it's so necessary to keep it from occurring again on someone else or perhaps on them. I can't put words to how important this task force is in my eyes.
Senator Shoup?
And I've actually come into this realm from a different place. I was called because a friend of mine's daughter's friend was raped near a college campus and was taken by her friend to the nearest hospital and was told that they could not perform a forensic examination on her to collect the evidence of her rape and that she would have to go elsewhere. And she was fortunate that two police officers were willing to drive her and her friend 2 hours away to a hospital where a forensic examination could occur. The forensic examination is where the evidence is collected so that we can hold perpetrators to account. And when I heard that story, and then I learned that out of every 100 sexual assaults, 95 perpetrators go free, from a very personal standpoint of imagining this, college age girl going through this and then having to get into a police car and drive 2 hours because she was trying to do the right thing. And then the number of people that aren't held to account, and that could be if we were not discouraging people from getting examinations. And actually, unlike this young girl who was brave and did, this survivor who did what she could to make sure evidence is collected, we know that some people are just going to say, I have been through hell and I am going to go home and shower and wash away this evidence and it's never going to exist again. So how do we match the experiences of my colleague with the experiences of this young girl and say, we want to stop these kinds of crimes in the state of Missouri? We want to stop the people from committing them, and we want to make sure that these survivors are treated with help and with dignity as they work to get themselves and their lives back together. And it takes, there are so many different groups and individuals involved with this process, as we heard from some of them. What do they need in order to get to the point where our vision of what Missouri can be in terms of these people who are suffering and who are survivors of these heinous crimes, what they need?
This is Show Me Today. I'm Elisa Nelson. We are joined by two members of Missouri's statewide task force to help sexual assault victims. Senators Holly Rader, a Republican from Southeast Missouri's Scott City, and Jill Shoup, a Democrat from the St. Louis suburb of Creve Coeur. The task force is in the midst of holding online listening sessions to gain more feedback from the public to help more sexual assault victims. One thing that is available is an online survey that the public can fill out through September 30th, And that's available by searching online for Missouri Sexual Assault Task Force. The next listening session that you can also find by doing the same search will be September 14th. What are you hoping to hear from the public during these listening sessions?
Well, from my perspective, you know, there are a lot of people who have personal experience and stories to tell and who have ideas. And so much of the legislation that I work on comes from someone's personal experience or somebody's idea about how things could be better. And so when the public steps up and they're able to send in their testimony and they can do it anonymously, we're going to read it. We're going to listen to it. We've invited witnesses who have expertise to talk to us. This task force, we as members want to learn. We want to do what we can do to get this right. This task force was part of a bill that was passed in 2020, and we have been meeting and we have been asking questions and learning what we can, but there is nothing like hearing from people who have been personally affected or who know of someone who has been and have a story to tell us that paints a picture for us and for our colleagues who may need to get involved yet again as we go forward.
Senator Rader, anything you want to add?
It's so important for us to find where the gaps are. Where are we failing? As Senator said, it's to hear people's stories, their personal stories. You know, it's different all across the state, and the training is different all across the state. Certainly, we learned from the task force, from members on the task force. Some have resources and some don't. And so it's so incredibly important for us to find out the lack and the breakdown in communication, the breakdown in training. And we can only know that from those who have experienced it. And so for them to come forward and to tell us, okay, these are the things that I went through, it would have been so much more efficient, so much more helpful had we have done this, this, or this. And so that's what I'm really hopeful that we will have many from our communities fill out the survey, give us their stories, help us to learn from their experiences.
We are talking to State Senators Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur and Holly Rader of Scott City about a statewide task force charged with helping Missouri sexual assault victims and to really improve some of the services that we have in place and to better respond to these incidents. Today was your first session, and this was focused on funding. What were your biggest takeaways from today's session?
We need more. the light hasn't been on this. And certainly we have seen from the years of backlog with the rape testing kits to the training that's needed to having some services in some counties that other counties cannot access. And so the funding is critical. It's crucial to doing this properly. And it's crucial to getting the arrests made and the convictions of people who are harming others. And so I think that was my largest takeaway from today.
Senator Shoup?
Yes. Well, and I will say, yes, when I don't know the entire process until I hear from the experts as we did today, I don't realize where those funding gaps are. And not only are they geographic and across the state, but they're within certain kinds of areas and certain departments and certain victim services and survivor services that are provided. So I think that learning about those pieces and as Senator Rader said, the gaps and where they are, it is really critical. We couple that with what can we do with this new opportunity of telehealth and, you know, that Justice for Survivors portion of Senate Bill 569 was the portion that I crafted based upon the experiences I knew about and the opportunities so many hospitals are making available through telehealth. So we have a plan and a program, and we need to know how that fits into it and what modern technology and research and modern opportunities are that can help us overcome the problems that have been created. But certainly, these kinds of things cost money. And I think that everybody out there, you know, listening or hearing from us knows that if this was, if they themselves were the survivor of a sexual assault, or their sister or their mother or their daughter was, they're going to want to make sure that everything is done to take care of that survivor, and also to make sure that that perpetrator is caught, that the evidence is collected appropriately so that we can put that perpetrator behind bars. So this is all a piece of, yes, what do we need? And frankly, we know it's going to take some additional resources. What's out there? What's available? Where can we save money if we can? And where do we need to make sure we fill in those gaps that we're finding?
There was some talk about the sexual assault kits. And I was in and out, actually kind of multitasking. So I caught some things, caught and didn't catch other things. I was talking about the HIV testing. So I'm curious, what did you find about those discussions to be interesting? And do you kind of have a, was there talk about the rape kits, kind of where we are in that whole process based upon the bill in 2020?
Yeah, I think that my sense is that, you know, there's been a lot of attention around the rape kits themselves. And I think that the understanding of storage and what needs to be stored in certain ways, we're learning those pieces. And that's why we're having some of these hearings today, so that we understand that, and we understand, you know, in terms of storage, real places that evidence needs to be kept. So I think that part of it was around billing. And while there are dollars available to cover the costs of these lengthy examinations, they're not always being allowed to be utilized because of systemic problems in how billing is put forward. We can't let those kind of obstacles get in the way of having a process that works for the survivors, that works for the hospitals who are going to be doing the examinations, that works for those who are going to be receiving the evidence when it comes time to charge a perpetrator with a crime.
Senator Rader, anything you want to add?
You know, I think one important piece of that, and Senator Shoup explained it all so well. One important piece of that that I picked up also was the importance of allowing flexibility of those dollars for those in the trenches, because every case is not the same. And we've all watched government ruin something that had started off as a great opportunity with too many rules and regulations. And so I think that it's going to be incredibly important moving forward to allow the funding that does come down to have more flexibility for those that are actually working in the trenches with the victims, with the survivors, to make sure, you know, they mentioned that not everyone's case is the same, not everyone's need is the same. And so where one, you know, might need help with food or getting to a service or an examination or maybe a court proceeding, someone else might need something else. And so the services that our victim advocates give is such a vast array that I don't think those of us in government need to pinpoint where each dollar needs to be spent. I think that's important for them to be able to have the flexibility to put them where they are most important for each individual.
Do you know at this point how many surveys have been completed so far by chance?
I don't.
I don't either. And I think as the word gets out more, I'm hopeful that we'll have more. People have until September 30th to fill out those surveys. And we would really, you know, I think we're probably both very grateful to you for getting this information out.
Yes.
We need to hear from people. And this is the very best way to invite them to participate, whether using their name or anonymously.
Our pleasure. Any final thoughts before we wrap up? Is there anything I haven't asked that's important to talk about in this whole discussion?
You know, the only thing I will say is that that I want the public to hear is that Senator Rader and I are on opposite sides of the aisle. And yet we know the importance of this to the people of the state of Missouri. And we work together on other things too, but I want people to understand that we both care about the people of Missouri, and I don't think this is partisan in any way. I think that this is something that we and our colleagues, I feel strongly about. That's why Senate Bill 569 was passed in 2020, and we want to go ahead and see it through so that people get what they need.
Yes, and thank you so much. One thing that does come to mind also is when I gave, when I wrote my Me Too story years ago, several years ago, the most feedback or the most people that reached out to me were men. And so I just want to be sure to say to the men and young guys that have dealt with this, I mean, we want you to fill out the survey. And, you know, a lot of times we default to she, or I know that men experience this and are much less likely to tell, much less likely to press charges for a myriad of reasons. But to have your help with these surveys is just of the highest importance.
Thanks to Senators Jill Shoup and Holly Rader, two members of a statewide task force looking to improve services for Missouri's sexual assault victims and to better respond to these cases. The public can fill out an online survey by September 30th and can also participate in the next online listening session on September 14th. Both the survey and listening session can be found by searching online for Missouri Sexual Assault Task Force. We will have more after this. You are listening to Show Me Today.